light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Outsmart Your Brain, by cognitive scientist Daniel T. Willingham, is a practical field guide to learning that translates decades of research into daily actions. Instead of vague motivation or quick hacks, the book explains why the mind prefers shortcuts that feel good but fail to build durable knowledge, and then supplies step-by-step checklists to outmaneuver those tendencies. Willingham shows how to read for understanding, take notes that actually support recall, study in ways that strengthen memory, and prepare for tests without cramming. Each chapter targets a familiar learning moment, such as listening during lectures, planning study time, or writing under pressure, and pairs it with concrete routines anyone can follow. The result is a toolkit you can apply in school, work training, and self-education. Clear, candid, and highly actionable, this book helps learners stop wasting effort on strategies that feel productive and start using methods that consistently improve performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, beat illusions of learning with retrieval practice. Willingham explains that the brain favors fluency, a sense of ease that tricks us into believing we have learned more than we have. Rereading, listening again, and scanning notes create familiarity, not mastery. The fix is retrieval practice, which strengthens memory by pulling information out rather than pushing it in. Self-testing, low-stakes quizzes, and flashcards that require recall produce desirable difficulty that feels harder but builds durability. The book shows how to design short, frequent quizzes, mix new and old material, and avoid recognition crutches like looking at answers too soon. It also stresses spaced practice, returning to topics after forgetting has begun, and interleaving, alternating types of problems to sharpen discrimination. Together, these practices calibrate judgment so you can tell what you truly know. Checklists help you schedule sessions, set recall goals, and track accuracy. By shifting from review to retrieval, you convert time on task into measurable gains, reduce test anxiety, and make learning stick. Secondly, make reading active and efficient. Reading to learn is not the same as reading for pleasure. Willingham dismantles common habits like highlighting everything or copying phrases verbatim, which preserve appearance of work without building understanding. He proposes a before, during, after routine. Before reading, preview headings, generate two or three guiding questions, and activate prior knowledge to prime attention. During reading, annotate sparingly in your own words, mark only what answers your questions, and pause to paraphrase a paragraph from memory. After reading, write a brief synthesis that connects the main claim, key evidence, and why it matters, then test yourself by answering your guiding questions without the text. The book includes strategies for dense texts such as using section summaries, mapping arguments, and extracting definitions into a term deck for later retrieval. It also shows how to adjust pace, split long sessions, and schedule spaced rereads that focus on gaps. This approach turns reading into a problem-solving activity that transforms information into understanding. Thirdly, take notes that serve thinking, not transcription. In lectures and meetings, many learners chase completeness, typing every sentence. Willingham argues that this traps attention at the surface and leaves little capacity for meaning. Effective notes are a thinking tool, not a record. He advises entering with a purpose, such as capturing structure, examples, and confusions. Use an outline or Cornell layout to separate key points, evidence, and questions. Favor keywords, abbreviations, and diagrams over full sentences, and leave white space for later elaboration. Immediately after the session, spend 10 minutes refining notes from memory, adding connections, and generating two test items per major idea. The book provides checklists for pre-class preparation, active listening cues that signal importance, and post-class retrieval prompts. It also compares handwriting and typing, noting that slower, selective recording often improves understanding. Finally, it shows how to convert notes into quiz material for spaced review. Done well, note-taking becomes the bridge between exposure and retention. Fourthly, plan your study like a scientist. Motivation rises when plans reduce friction and give quick feedback. Willingham encourages learners to design study systems that make the right action the easy action. Start by breaking large goals into specific tasks tied to time and evidence, such as complete 10 recall questions on Chapter 2. Use short, focused intervals with clear stopping points, and batch small wins first to build momentum. The book offers templates for weekly study schedules, spaced review calendars, and pre-test checklists. It also tackles procrastination by addressing trigger points, ambiguities in tasks, fear of failure, and environmental distractions. Solutions include micro-commitments, such as 5-minute starts, immediate retrieval tasks to create engagement, and pre-packed study kits. Metacognitive calibration is central. Predict performance, test, and compare prediction with outcome to adjust strategies. By treating learning as experiment, you iterate on methods, not effort alone. Over time, this approach yields more hours spent on high-return practices and fewer on rituals that do not pay off. Lastly, from writing and problem-solving to transfer, Willingham extends learning science beyond studying to production tasks like writing, presentations, and technical problem-solving. He emphasizes worked examples and models to speed up pattern recognition. Before writing, collect audience purpose constraints on a 1-page brief, then outline claims and evidence. Draft quickly, then use targeted revision passes for structure, clarity, and style, rather than tinkering line by line. For quantitative work, alternate example study with attempt, comparing steps and errors to identify misconceptions. Across domains, feedback must be timely and specific. The book shows how to solicit better feedback through checklists and rubrics that focus on criteria you can act on. To achieve transfer, practice with varied contexts and ask what remains the same across problems. Finish by teaching the concept to someone else, which exposes gaps and strengthens encoding. These routines turn performance into learning, so each deliverable not only meets the requirement, but also grows your skill for the next challenge. In conclusion, Outsmart Your Brain is ideal for high school and college students, graduate learners, professionals in training-heavy fields, educators, and parents who coach study habits. If you have ever studied hard yet forgotten fast, this book delivers a blueprint that converts effort into durable progress. Its strength is the combination of clear explanations about how the mind works with checklists that tell you exactly what to do before, during, and after key learning moments. Compared with generic study guides, Willingham focuses on evidence-based routines like retrieval practice, spaced review, and structured note-taking, and he shows how to implement them without adding hours to your day. The benefits are practical and personal: higher grades or certifications, less cramming, lower anxiety, and more confidence that your time is well spent. Choose this book if you want a reliable, research-grounded system you can apply immediately across subjects and stages of life. If you would like to support Daniel T. Willingham, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Better life begins in a book.